The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
This basketball crazed town we live in now. Insanity. The city was nuts last night. I got a video of a girl I can't put up on our Facebook page because we don't know her. I guess we could. People do it. She was evidently on the walk back to my car from the H&H Ranch last night. I was walking over to get my car, and a girl had just been kicked out of her car by her boyfriend. She was in a red romper, Brady. She was wearing a romper. It looked like a skirt, but it wasn't. It was a
summer
romper.
Romper?
Summer romper. Summer rompers never look good, ladies. Hate to break it to you. Never, ever. Never looks right. You're in a child's jumper. But she's walking, and she is screaming on the phone, "Who does this to their girlfriend?" I'm like, oh, no. So I'm fumbling around trying to get my phone. I'm going to tape it.
"You did. You did this."
And I'm like, what did he do? She's storming down Jefferson. And she starts shouting,
"You told me to get out of the car. You told me to get an Uber home. Who does that to their girlfriend?"
Because she wants him to pick her up.
Yeah, she still wanted a ride from him, and he's like, because he kept saying, "Where are you? Where are you?" Because he's like,
"Jefferson at first, but you told me to get my own ride, so now I'm walking in the middle of the city."
And I'm like a foot behind her, filming like the end of this. I guess we could put some of it up there, but she might get mad, like sue us or something. So yeah, at the end, she starts screaming like, "Would you want your daughter to be treated this way? Is this the way you'd want your daughter to be treated?" And I know what the guy was saying in that line: "My daughter wouldn't be a bitch like this." She's going to be raised better. The lady went crazy.
But for him, he's like, "I'd be taking an Uber home."
Yeah.
I don't know what the
issue is. Right, I don't know why you got to call me. He kicked her out, and she got out. Which, by the way, to everybody, anytime your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, says, "Get out. Get out of my car." Don't call their bluff. Because most of the time, you're going to be walking a good distance. Now, a lot of times, they'll come circle back.
"Get back in."
And now the argument gets real domestic violence-y, white trashy.
Unless you're with Lavelle Crawford, I think.
He just drives you to another state and leaves you.
Miles.
Well, that's if you date his sister the wrong way. Lavelle Crawford's story on the show is it?
Well, there was one. I'm talking about the one date, not the sister's date. He went out on a date that didn't go well and dropped her off.
Didn't
90
she accuse
miles away.
Him of something though? He didn't just drop off a bad date. There was something more to that. Like she said something about her being pregnant or something. It was really bad, and he drove her all the way across the state and dropped her off, and then went home and left. And then his sister went on a prom date or something with a guy and treated his sister bad, and he drove him out into the woods and hung him upside down in a
for
tree
a while.
Branch and left.
Oh, man.
And Lavelle admitted this on the air. I'm like, I think those are things like, Brett, your finger and Big Surf story aren't half as bad. But we're basketball crazy. There's a lot of emotion downtown. You're kicking people out of cars because she was in all red, so she might have been a Clipper fan. It was a rough night for Clipper fans last night here in the city. So everybody was on high. You know, the emotions were high. So we're thinking basketball, and everybody's thinking Suns and all that, but we're skipping all this other basketball stuff. Give me the music, Brett,
all right,
because this is a great basketball story.
Hey, man, who's that?
You're
going to
like this.
I don't know, but it's
Three's, this is in California, I believe. Coronado High School basketball team, the Coronado Unified Basketball Board, voted to dismiss the entire coaching squad of Coronado basketball. I read this initially thinking it was our Coronado. Like, we got a Coronado, too. Here's why. Coronado played Orange Glen High School, a majority Latino school, in a championship game on Saturday. Tight game. Two good teams. Majority Hispanic basketball team tells me that region is not very good at basketball. but especially when a tight battle for the regional championship. Anyway, there were some heated moments on the court and in the stands leading to Coronado's 60-57 overtime win over Orange Glen High School. Both teams' coaching staffs had an angry exchange of words when the game was over. LePerry allegedly shouted at Orange Glen's coach saying, "That's why you don't talk boop. Get your kids and get the boop out of here." And that's when the Coronado players did what their coach told them to do before the game, which is chuck tortillas at the Orange Glen team.
Right.
LePerry tweeted Sunday that the community member brought tortillas to the game with this in mind, that if things got out of hand, we would throw tortillas at the Mexican team and distract them. Well, it worked. This is unacceptable and racist in nature. I don't condone this behavior. Coronado High School does not condone this behavior and has already taken the appropriate action. Now the police are involved because the incident and the behavior of the Coronado and Orange Glen players are being investigated by the school district, and it's in Escondido, so it's outside of San Diego, which is pretty great because somewhere along the line, everybody on this Coronado team had to listen to their coach go, "All right, we're going to play a hell of a game out there against Orange Glen, and you guys know that's Brown Town. We're going to play that Brown basketball team, and if things get out of hand, I've got a plan for it. Bring in the backups. All right. You guys aren't going to play a minute of basketball, but your job is to chuck tortillas. So at the end of practice today, I want to see how far you can throw a tortilla. Can you get it to the other team's bench? Because when things get bad, if we win, we're going to rub it in their face by chucking flour tortillas all over the place. And if we lose, we're going to throw it at them just because we're mad. And who's with me?
And if you're going Frisbee style, nothing over 4 inches.
Right. You can't go crazy with the giant tortillas.
This game brought to you by Mission Tortillas.
Right. Yeah, which we're thrilled. Just chucking them all over the place. The worst part is the Orange Glen kids immediately were distracted and started to pick up the tortillas and eat them. Because it was worse than you could have imagined. It worked. He didn't explain why throwing the tortillas at a major majority Latino school was not racist. The Latino groups have publicly said the opposite. He said it's not based on race or class. It was simply a great game between two teams. I think people are making Saturday to be more than it was.
Not a big deal.
What are you guys crying about? We chuck tortillas at the Mexican kids. It's a gift. If we'd have thrown piñatas, you'd have praised us.
No, they packaged them up.
They cleaned it up. Their parents came out immediately.
I saw them selling them later on.
Yeah, their folks came out and swept up the gym like their jobs tell them to, and they got all those tortillas out. I don't know what everybody's so upset about. Everybody's all up in arms about the tortilla chucking. Anyway, next week we play the majority Japanese basketball school for the championship because this district sucks. But you throw rice at weddings, why can't we do it at them? Everybody's sensitive, this woke world. Chuck a few tortillas at some Mexicans and all of a sudden I'm Hitler.
We play Compton.
I tell you what, we threw at them.
I'm not sure.
But you know what? I guarantee you they didn't throw anything at Compton because they lost 97-14.
Right.
If they're in the championship game against a majority Mexican team, Compton didn't travel to Escondido. They weren't in the same bracket. We have Bellflower, Compton, and Orange Glen. Bring the tortillas. We're going to kill Orange Glen. After that, we're getting bounced out of the tournament. I'm very positive in assuming that Coronado is not going to be California State champs.
The coach is probably going, if I'm going to get in trouble with this, you guys don't say anything about the fry bread we did 2 weeks ago.
Those Indian teams are good. You got to watch out for them. But the fact that they brought the tortillas makes it premeditated, which is even better. Because I guarantee the coach at night was like, what can I do different to?
Oh, this will be funny. Oh,
hold on a second. I think I got something. I'm going to bring a bunch of, hey, honey, wake up. What is it? I'm going to bring tortillas to the basketball game. I'm going to chuck them at the Mexican team.
I don't think that's a good idea, David.
I'm doing it. That's what great coaches do. They think outside the box. It's like Taco Bell tells you, think outside the box. Think outside the bun. Throw tortillas at Mexican.
We're going to celebrate after the game. I need you to go pick up 20 packs of tortillas.
Some tortillas. Some of that weird generic orange drink. I don't know what that is, but they love it. Got bubbles in it. I think it might be good.
They dunked him in a Gatorade jug full of horchata.
Then they poured menudo in their one car that the whole team had to drive home in.
What's wrong with that, man? What's wrong?
Ooh, you guys are all thinking it's racism. Everything's racist.
Probably sensitive.
60-57, bro. We beat them, so there.
Winner can do whatever they want.
That's right. But yeah, don't chuck tortillas at Mexicans. That's not the woke world. You're not having your freedoms taken for that one. But if you do beat the Mexican basketball team, here's what you need to think to yourself. That's not a lot to be proud of. You beat a Mexican basketball team. That's WNBA teams could beat a Mexican basketball team.
There aren't, really? Yeah. You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. They're not known for basketball.
Yeah. Put them on a soccer field and it's lights
out. About yeah. Puto. Puto. Oh, you start chucking tortillas at the Mexican soccer team, you're going to get killed. And it's going to be 8-0. They're good at that. I'm not. Now, if it was the other way where Orange Glen was playing Coronado in soccer, predominantly white, and they threw Wonder Bread at the white kids, it would be hilarious.
Was it Payback?
I'd be laughing either way.
I think it's funny both directions. In fact, next time Orange Glen plays Coronado at a sport they're better at, just chuck Wonder Bread at them at the end of the game and mayonnaise.
That's what I was wondering. Is it payback for something else? Like if we beat them? Because usually you win, you don't do any of that. The losers sometimes, you know, I know there's been a couple of cases where they're throwing rocks at your bus leaving the place.
I think it's payback for when the white man stole all that land from Mexico. I think that's really what it is. And we're just reminding them, here, this is yours. We took it. Now we can buy these in bags. Tortillas at Mexicans. Don't do that. Stop it. Anyway, congratulations to, I'm sure, Bellflower Compton has won it again. California State Championship. Evidently, that went on this week. Actually, that's probably not true.
Probably a Catholic.
It's probably a Catholic high school that goes into and gets the kids out of there and gives them a break.
Scholarships.
Is Brony's kid playing in? Like, LeBron's got his son, Brony.
Yeah.
That Drake goes to all of his games and distracts the...
I don't know if he's still in the rec league or is he at high school.
I don't know.
I thought it was high school.
Yeah, probably high school. Either way. Congratulations to Coronado for winning their championship in a league that included second place All-Mexican squad. They must have a chupacabra at center because the rest of that team is not going to be very good. Fast, sure, but it's 8:43.
Pistons are looking hard at their forward right now.
They're the number one pick. El Gigante, maybe a piston. It's 98K UPD. Rock Wars coming up.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fees.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.